On the political scene, one of the Democratic candidates is Senator Joseph Biden. Have you seen the problem he's been having? He went around and made a speech. And apparently, he quoted a British politician, took his speech and kind of paraphrased it as his own. And then the press got on him. And then he was charged also with taking part of Bobby Kennedy's speeches. And Biden says, not to worry. He reassured his staff. He said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself.
Hello, Internet. I'm Dave Rubin. This is The Rubin Report. It is June 9th, 2022. And that was Johnny Carson back when late night comedy was actually comedy. Weird, wild stuff. I did not know that. That was my Johnny Carson impression. For those of you that are over 40, I think you got it. I miss that guy. I miss when late night comedy was funny, except for the number one show in late night comedy, which is the Greg Gutfeld program. He has obliterated the rest of those clowns. And why am I mentioning all of this? Well, because the elderly man pretending to be President Joseph R. Biden, who Johnny Carson was making fun of, that was 1987. Joe Biden had already been in government for 58 years at that point. And yes, he was a plagiarist back then. You may not know this, but Joe Biden had ran for president right around then, around 88 or so, and had to end his campaign because of this plagiarism scandal. So this guy's been doing it forever. He's been a fraud forever. Okay, fine. Now he just doesn't even know what he's doing. But he went on the Jimmy Kimmel program last night. And Jimmy Kimmel, of course, you may remember him from one of his many blackface scandals. He's a very unfunny guy, gets paid about $20 million a year on ABC to give you just generic nonsense comedy. And they went on and the interview was an abject disaster. And of course it wasn't aired live, so they edited it. And you really have to understand this about television. I'm doing this thing live right now, right? So like if Clyde, who's in studio, by the way, with me right now, and if you want to see a picture of him, you can go to rubinreport.locals.com in the live chat. Phoenix is putting a picture of Clyde in studio. He's chilling out with us because we got some construction workers down there. But I'm doing this thing live right now, right? So whatever happens, happens. That's how it is. But this thing was pre-taped and it was off the rails, disastrous. We've got a couple clips of it that we're going to show you. And then because it is Thursday, we are doing a Locals community Q&A and the questions are varied and wide and all over the place. We are doing a new thing as of last week on Thursdays in the Locals community. We do Thursday Thoughts, which is where you guys just post whatever your thought of the day is. And we pick the most interesting or insightful or funny or comical or humorous or depressing or whatever it might be thought. And I sign and date a little bit one of my pages from my notes. And we send it off to you. That's what we're doing every Thursday. You can join us at rubinreport.locals.com. Real quick, let me talk to you about Tommy John, and then we'll get to Joseph R. Biden, the elderly man pretending to be president, and the blackface man with the late night show. You know, guys, the best gift for your dad is one he'd love but wouldn't get for himself. Unbelievably comfortable Tommy John underwear. Tommy John moves with you and keeps you cool thanks to breathable, lightweight fabric with four times the stretch of competing brands. Because Tommy John knows that you're the most confident when you're the most comfortable. That's why they don't have customers. They have fanatics. With over 17 million pairs sold, dads everywhere love Tommy John underwear. Look at that guy. He's loving it. They love it because it makes you feel fresh all day long. Plus, I'm going to be a dad in a couple months, and I do have to make sure my underwear is right. I might as well start acting one now, like one now, and you should get Tommy John, too. There's no risk because everything's covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. This Father's Day, shop TommyJohn.com/Rubin for up to $30 off site-wide plus free shipping. Now through June 15th, get up to $30 off site-wide plus free shipping at TommyJohn.com/Rubin, TommyJohn.com/Rubin. And now back to me. All right. So the elderly man pretending to be president went on the blackface late night TV show to kind of clean up everything that's going on in the country right now. Because as you know, we have a lot of problems from gas prices to inflation to supply chains to that sort of half war we're doing and a whole bunch of other stuff. Here's part one of what happened, and it ain't pretty.
No question about it.
So there's a lot of major things we've done. But what we haven't done is we haven't been able to communicate it in a way that is, let me say another way.
Well, see, that's kind of perfect. Yeah, well, we haven't been able to communicate
but
it.
But look how the press has changed. Mm-hmm. Look how the press has changed.
It has changed. Oh, listen, I get it.
I know you overstand it. Yeah. You don't just understand it, you overstand it. But here's the deal. One of the things is that it's very difficult now to have a, even with notable exceptions, even the really good reporters, they have to get the number of clicks on the nightly news. Mm-hmm. So instead of asking a question, anyway, it just, everything gets sensationalized in ways that, but I'm convinced we can get through this. We have to get through it. And one of the things, look.
I'm going to take a break, and then we'll talk a little bit more. If you don't mind. I'm sorry. We have some of those commercials. We have some biracial commercials we need to show.
I mean, it would be funny if it wasn't depressing. That guy is supposed to be the leader of the free world. He cannot complete a full sentence without losing his train of thought or being completely muddled and not know what he's saying. And Jimmy Kimmel does something there that's actually pretty depressing. For any of you that have had a parent or a grandparent or anyone you know that has that sort of degenerative mind disease, whatever it might be, if it's Alzheimer's or dementia or anything else, I had one grandmother that had it for sure, and one that had a little bit towards the end. And I spent a lot of time going to geriatric doctors with my grandmother. It's depressing. It's deeply depressing. It's scary. You can see the fear in their eyes because sometimes they realize what's going on. He knows what's going on. Dr. Jill Biden knows what's going on. Everyone around him knows what's going on. He's obviously on medication that they're hiding. Like, they cannot hide this much longer. And one of these days, it's just going to burst forth and suddenly everyone in mainstream media will be covering it. But what Kimmel's doing there is very much, I remember that feeling.